What if I told you there was a specialised workout chamber in Ottawa where the atmosphere is actually denser than air? This creates double concentric muscle action. I mean, isometric exercise is all the rage, right? But while participants are within the confines of this chamber, they can't actually breathe. Nevertheless, experts are still enthusiastic about the benefits for internal organs and the lymphatic system. I know, the very next image that springs to mind is this, right?
All right, everybody, faster, tummies in,
belly button to the spine, nice and tall, arms are forward.
Yes, that's right, it's AquaFitness. Poor AquaFitness. Will it ever be cool, or is it forever submerged in an image of floral bathing caps and flappy arms? I took to the streets of Ottawa to ask the young people what they thought.
AquaFit? Swimming fitness? Like swimming in the pool?
AquaFit, it's like in the water doing aerobics underwater and stuff.
Old people slash physio. That's my impression of it.
I think people who maybe can't handle like the very strenuous, you know, if they have injuries or bad joint problems, because I know water is a lot easier on the body.
Mostly elderly, I would say, take part in AquaFit. Anytime I saw any classes going, I see elderly people doing it.
According to the fitness director at the Ottawa Athletic Club, Amanda DeGrace, it really is a good exercise for old people and people that are carrying weight or recovering from injury, but it's actually an ideal workout for everybody.
Because the resistance of the water is always there, no matter where you push, there's water pushing back at you. Clients are able to get their cardiovascular and muscular endurance workout all in one. So usually when we're working land fitness, we have to do our cardio portion either on the treadmill or the elliptical, the step, and then clients are then working towards their muscle conditioning and strength. But in the water, they get kind of double bang for their buck. It's all there with the training principle of the resistance.
So I decided to try it myself. I'll tell you what, there are other advantages to working out in the water. Stuff like the fact no one can see what you're doing under the surface. You're like a little duck pedaling away. You can dunk yourself in cool, refreshing water when you get hot. I do hope those pools really are salt water. And where else can you perform mid-air ninja kicks gracefully without falling over? I wasn't alone in enjoying this class.
Oh, AquaFitness provides a great workout, resistance for cardio and easier on the joints. I've had surgery on both knees, so this is the ideal exercise for me.
I'm quite sportive and ski in the winter, and in between skiing sessions, this keeps me up and going.
Yeah, I think AquaFitness is fun. It gives you a good workout and it's easier on your joints.
I find it's like any exercise program, you get out of it what you put into it. And I think sometimes the image of AquaFit is it's people just sort of waving their arms around, but you can get a really good workout if you put the effort into it.
Okay, I'll admit it, these people were north of 45, but I still felt it for 3 days, and I'm here to tell you there's no street cred to be found in complaining you're hurting from an AquaFit class. So I, for one, would welcome a rebranding. GoodLife runs a Zumba AquaFit class in their pool at the St. Laurent location. Instructor Isabelle Lavasseur says this was a deliberate attempt to rebrand the activity to include a younger crowd.
I think there's a bit of this going on. They want to show the people that really a pool and AquaFitness and Zumba, AquaZumba, is really designed for every kind of people. You work more their whole body and you use the resistance of the water. So, you know, I think they want to show and attract more younger people to come and try our classes.
It's very interesting. I like the way that they combine like fitness with fun. It was really fun.
And what about you? Was this the first time you had done this?
Yeah. It was really, really tiring.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yes, it was my first time. I thought it was not going to be as intense as it was, and I really enjoyed it. It was a good workout, and I'm very happy for the day. I'm good, and I'm going to come back again for sure.
So basically, it went swimmingly. For In Town and Out, I'm Una Woods.